Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Thrasher Opera House Presents, our great podcast here on YouTube and Spotify and wherever else you can find us. And we are super happy to be joined by Kashana, who's going to be joining us coming up on April 29th at the Thrasher Opera House. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Hey, thanks so much. We're really excited to have you coming on in. First time at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. And just kind of talk a little bit about your career so far. I just want to kind of start it by something that you have posted on your website that says you feel that you need to give a voice to those who've been silenced or forgotten. And that's really been a pretty significant, important part of your life and career so far.
Yes. Absolutely. I started my career as a music therapist. So I was always working with people who were, you know, if we think of them on the outskirts of society, that are hidden behind walls, hidden in institutions. And there are so many stories behind those walls that I feel so many of us out here just walking around freely can really relate to. So even though I stopped practicing for years, full-time, I felt like I knew that my music could be a vessel or like a voice for those that are behind, that are like living on the outskirts. So that's people with mental illness, people that are, you know, in recovery, people that struggle with depression, people that are houseless, people that just have traumatic pasts, you know, how can I bring a voice to them to help all of us feel that we have, that we're not alone.
Mm-hmm. So super important. And you know, I often think that just how many people's lives, musicians and artists have changed and have, you know, everybody in their own life has kind of come across a song or an artist that I'm like, man, that hits home.
Yeah.
That really hits home. And boy, that's really special when you're able to do that, isn't it? You know, it's kind of the goal of your career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've started, you know, I've gotten recertified as a music therapist. So for years, I try to like push that part of my existence to the side, but I've just embraced it since 2020, because I know that there's value to the work that I can do. And I know that there's value in the way that I think just the perspective I've had with just the different people that I've met, you know, along my journey here as an adult.
Always learning though, right?
That's always learning.
Always learning. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your music just a little bit. What can our fans expect?
Oh, they can expect passion. They can expect some strong harmonies. They can expect to have me actually inviting them to be a part of the show in ways of like communication. I like to break down that third wall, you know, that wall there. And I always invite conversation with the audience and really invite them to sing along, because I think there's a healing that happens when we use our voices, especially if we're singing with one another or just speaking our truth, you know. So I think it'll be a very communal experience, and hopefully people hear a story or a song that really touches them and makes them feel less alone. And if it's not for them, maybe they know someone and they'll pass the message on to them, you know, that there is a whole community of people out here that can relate to the struggle of being on this earth.
Yeah. That message of hope is strong, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and that seems like it's a very important part of what you're doing and what you, and how do you get that through in a community like Nashville where everybody's doing everything, right? You know, yeah. And that could be a struggle, or it could be difficult at times, I think.
Yes, but I've been very fortunate here. I feel like the community or tribe, as I call them, my tribe of people here, we all have very similar perspective on what our songs can do for the world. Like how we know that we are showing up in the world as historians. We are symbols of hope. We can spread the message of what's happening in one place to another just through the songs that we write. So, I think I'm just fortunate that I am in community with other artists that also consider themselves voices for the overall good and for the overall community. So I don't know if everybody can say that, you know?
Yeah, that's great that you can though. I mean,
Yeah.
that's super cool for sure. So when it comes to your musical career and just kind of your general interest in music, what got you started in that?
You know, when I was in high school, so I studied oboe and piano. Those are my instruments. And I went to college. I knew that I needed to go to college on a music scholarship to be the first in the family to go to university. I knew I was like, I'm gonna need some help, so I need to go on a music scholarship. But I really was interested in psychology. And there was this young guy that I met in Cotillion, of all places, that said, hey, did you know there's this field called music therapy? I was like, nope. And I set up a little shadowing experience my junior year and found like the one music therapist in Columbia, South Carolina. She was working downtown at the hospital in the children's unit. And I just shadowed her for a day and watched her go from hospital bed to hospital bed, calming children that were receiving treatment, monitoring their heart rates all through music. And that was just like, phew, I didn't know this was a career. This was something you could do. And there was only one university close by, which was the University of Georgia, that actually had a program. So I went and just talked to the music therapy department there and applied. And, you know, that led to me realizing that I like to be involved in as many communities as possible. You know, so some people that go into music therapy know that they are here for medical. They want to work in the medical field. Some are with children. Some love nursing homes. But I was one where I needed everything. So I've always been one that can shift between working in memory care with our elders, but can also work with at-risk youth that are incarcerated or in detention centers, but can work with grown men and women that are also experiencing incarceration. And I think over the years, I was working in such heavy environments in so many that, you know, nobody was talking about self-care then. So I had to tap out. And so I took a little sabbatical from being a music therapist and thought, I'll move to Nashville and study the art of songwriting instead, and songwriting and music business. But what's happened is that I have just merged both of my worlds. And now, not only am I a touring songwriter, but I'm also a music therapist that helps people in the community through therapeutic songwriting. So when I'm touring, our hope is always that the venue that we're performing at, or an organization in the communities that we're touring through, will want to partner with my organization, Your Song. And my mission is to help people in the community tell their story through song. And then I want to bring them to the show, place them on the stage with me to tell their story, share their song, so that then there's this connection. They are no longer hidden on the outskirts in society. They are like out front. They've been given the microphone. So I'm really working now in this era of my life to bring the idea of therapeutic song, therapeutic songwriting, music therapy, and artistry into one, to heal communities in a more hands-on way than just me performing. How can I really get into community before or after I'm in a town visiting?
There's this really positive synergy that I feel is kind of existing here and that you bring to each communities. And I want to dive a little bit more into your nonprofit organization as well, in Your Song, and just teaching people how to write music, to create music, in all kinds of different communities that maybe are underserved.
I think what's happened is I'm fading right now. Hold on, let me get my thoughts in order.
Yeah, no worries.
Yes, I've felt like when I'm touring, you know, a community can pass by so fast and I forget where I am. Everything blurs, you know, into one another. This is a way for me to slow down and really get to know a community when I'm there. But also, if I can help people see that the words that come out of their mouth are music alone, that's honestly all the experience is with your song is I sit with a person or a group of people, and they, you know, we start with journaling, and I'm getting people to really like put down what's in their heads, you know, no editing. And a lot of times what first cycles out of us, what comes from us, is music alone. And I love showing people that a simple sentence that they've said can be the chorus of a song. That is the lead, that is like the seed to a full anthem. And I know many of us have music that we listen to when we're in different moods, if we need to feel inspired, if we are going to go work out, if we're feeling low, you know, we have a song that we go to. So how can I help someone write a song so that when they are in the dark time, or if they need motivation, they can pull on their own words? They don't need to go look for someone else. They can pull up their own, the words that they've written themselves. And I think showing people the value of their words and the value of their story, and how their story is nothing to be embarrassed about, but how their true life experience can save someone else, or be the seed that somebody else needed on the path of their healing. I hope I answered your question.
Oh yeah, totally. Actually, I mean, I'm processing it, and I'm just going, man, like, this has got to be incredibly rewarding to you anytime.
Yeah. You know what? There's like, for example, there's a woman that I met years ago when I was working with an organization in Nashville called Wild Indigo. I was going into Davidson County Jail, working with women, teaching a songwriting class. It was like a group of 9 to 14 women. And this one lady, Whitney Martinez, she was in my group, never written before, but during her incarceration, she really leaned into the journaling and found that she was a poet. And she wrote her very first song, like, while she was in my songwriting class. Fast forward to 2020, she is released on parole. She finds me on Facebook, sends me a message, says, "Kashana, I have a notebook full of poems, but I really think they're songs." And she wanted my help in turning them into music. And what's happened is, in the span from 2020 to today, Whitney has, she and I have sat together on Zoom, wrote in her testimony, her full story experience of dealing with, you know, her addiction to heroin and what got her incarcerated. She died, you know, and came back to life, and knew, she knows that her telling her story can save another woman. And Whitney just released her first single last week.
Awesome.
I know. It's called The Best Is Yet to Come. Whitney Martinez, The Best Is Yet to Come. She's written a book that is going to be released later this year. She's already planned. She's become like a wizard, like all-knowing in the music business, you know, because she was empowered to tell her story. So she sends me a text message while we were on the road last weekend, and it just says, "Kashana, I have to tell you this. I have Googled my name for years now, and every time she would Google her name, it would say Whitney Martinez and have her mugshot. But on the day of the release of her single, she Googled her name, and it said Whitney Martinez, musical artist."
Whoa.
And at the very bottom was her mugshot. She was like, slowly, from her sharing her story, her truth is being changed. And she's like, all of her shame is being shed away just through, if I think of this in this way, just through the start of somebody empowering her to just tell her story and share her words, it has literally changed how the world has labeled her.
That's moving, no doubt about it.
Did I weep? Yes, I wept.
Rightfully so. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Kashana, thank you for taking a couple of minutes to join us here as we get set to have you in at Green Lake, Wisconsin, coming up on April 29th. We're so excited. We're ready to hear the empowerment that you're going to bring on into us and get us all feeling so good. So thanks again for your time. ThrasherOperaHouse.com. If people want to get tickets for the show, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait.
All right. Take care. Bye now.